tummy, a little bit of butter and jelly too. Now who wants a bagel? Hey, I do. Come on and gobble me up. Gobble me up. Gobble, gobble, gobble.
So here we are. We are on the podcast again. Good evening from Brisbane, Australia. Hi, I'm Jill, aka Jilly Willy Doo. I'm from Bagels and Banter. I'm here to discuss with you what we've got on offer at our Bagels and Banter Cafe here in Gaythorne, Brisbane, 390 Sanford Road, Gaythorne. I've got Brettsky here with me this evening. Brett's the owner. He's going to discuss with us what we have on offer, as well as any other social topics that might also come into the situation. Hi, Brett.
Hi, Jewel. How are you?
Good, thank you. Brett is going to discuss with you a little bit about the bagel sandwiches that we have on offer. And take it away, Brett.
With the bagel sandwiches we have on offer, we have quite a selection which are standard. So even though we have a great range of individually constructing your bagels, they're the bagel sandwiches which helps you with those choices. We have the salmon bagel, which is the Barden. Which is quite nice and actually quite very popular with that. It's, I might say, very generous with the selection of salmon on the bagel there. Then we have the ash gravy, which is another favourite as well. Obviously with the bacon and avocado and the tomato selection there. Quite good. And then we have the Gaythorne, which is the beef selection of bagel on that, which comes with a nice horseradish cream with that one. And they have the Inogra, which is the turkey, which is a nice cranberry and apple sauce with that, with the brie cheese. And
I believe it's the Luckwich.
Oh, yes, the Luckwich, which is once again another popular one there, with a pastrami and nice Russian dressing, which is made up. All the cream cheeses and sauces are actually made up on the site as well. We did have another salmon version, which was a cooked one, but unfortunately we don't continue to provide that at the moment due to out of season salmon.
So there you go. Brett's basically mentioned the bagel sandwiches. We have named everything after our local suburbs. As he mentioned, the Barden, Ashgrove, Gaythorne, Inogra, Lutwyche and Stafford. Unfortunately, as he was talking, Stafford is no longer available because we are not able to source the particular products. However, we are introducing new flavours, which brings us to what new flavour are we bringing to you this week, Brett?
Well, this week we're looking at bringing a chicken schnitzel flavour there with a bagel. And we're just working on that at the moment to come out with a bagel very shortly on that one, because we like to test everything, make sure the sauces are correct and the mixture goes well. As with the bagel sandwiches, they'll take quite a period of time to select and combine those. So we're just working on that. We're also currently working on cooked steak version, like an Australian version there, with the steak, bacon, egg, beetroot, and carrot, which we're looking at as a bit of an Australian values bagel on that one.
That sounds delicious, Brett. When do you think that one might be coming on board?
Very shortly, within the next... I would say within the next couple of weeks that one will be coming on, but I'll be looking at the chicken schnitzel probably within the next week and the steak one within the next month or so.
Well, that sounds mighty fine, if I have to say so myself. Just a little bit of a teaser. There's going to be like a, looking at the delicious flavours of a horseradish aioli with that chicken schnitzel. There you go, little bit of teaser. Don't tell anybody or tell everybody. So anyway, don't forget, if you want to, go on to Bagels and Banter, B-A-G-E-L-S, N for November, Banter, B-A-N-T-E-R.com.au, and check it out because it is pretty awesome. So meanwhile, especially today, seeing as it was Saturday, It's very busy in Bagels and Banter, especially with people who just like to pop in and grab that bagel and cream cheese, or they're looking for a sit-down menu. Many different people coming in, so many different conversations that we're having with people. And one of the things that have been coming up is talking about Australian values. And it's something that sort of like obviously dear to our heart because we're in Australia, but we wanted to talk about what we thought about Australian values. And what did you think Australian values means to you, Brett?
Fair go. For every individual, you give a fair go to everybody. You don't judge people. Give them a fair go. Give them the opportunity to prove themselves. And that's one of the key things that I would have thought would have come out straight away as far as Australian values go.
So did you get this from feedback from customers, or is it from people you've spoken to out and about, or...?
Pretty much from my experience throughout the years with Australia, as far as it goes, like because I'm pretty much like I used to play a sport, used to do that, and also you'd be like, you know, competition, give people a fair go, and judge people by their merits, not be judgmental, not be too descriptive. So, and you know, like I find that like in a lot of others, having travelled a little bit, finding a lot of other cultures very judgmental and very quick to put blame. In Australia, I think like having a fair go and allowing people to fix their errors would be one of the things I would think would be Australian values.
That's right, allowing people to fix their errors. I think that's an excellent point. You know, like we have this type of culture where, you know, if you're making errors, then why is it that you need to be able to do a job in a position where, you know, if it's aware that you're an error doer, so to speak, well, you don't get that second chance. What do you think, Brett?
I would expect you, like I've done this with, like, in the, having travelled in that, it's like people make errors, particularly significant, like, particularly, like, I'm talking about reading about different governments and councils that making significant errors, but they're not reading about the fact that people responsible for those errors actually fixing them.
Ah, yes.
I'm hearing a lot of blame being passed on the people. It's very easy to pass blame on others.
Are you referring to our current government that is in power in Australia, are you, Brett?
I'm not going to be specific with the current government. Let the Jewish there make that decision.
Okay, well, let people make their own decisions. Of course they will, but, you know, we're just here podcasting and, you know, when we're talking about Australian values, we had, you know, announcements this week about what certain persons conceived or thought about, you know, what the meaning behind what is Australian values all about. And what did you think about some of the feedback that we got?
For Australian values.
Yeah, exactly right. Australian values. What about some of the feedback? You know, we heard some of the interviews that were on the news about, you know, certain political...
I think a lot of people are confused about what Australian values are. And the fact is that they've heard of the, those people who should be making... who should know what Australian values are, should actually, particularly the elected representatives that we have elected, should know, be able to recite off the top of their head what Australian values are. It's very disappointing that they're talking about having conferences about deciding what Australian values are. Australia is a multicultural society. It's been very promoted under several governments about how multicultural Australia is, more than a lot of other countries in the world. And to then be confused about what Australian values are is a bit strange, because I'm quite happy to think that I believe that Australian values are a fair go, giving people that the choice to make the decisions and correct those errors that they may make would be fundamental and straight off the top of the head.
I'd have to agree, Brett. I think that it is all about, Australia is about giving it a fair go. And if you do make errors, then you should have the opportunity to be trying again. And you only learn from making errors. So absolutely, it's all about having a fair go. that's pretty simplistic in its description, but ties into a lot of things. And look, you know, we've been talking about Australian values and how things tie in. Well, you know, we're going to sort of like tie this back into bagels and banter, because don't forget, other than our bagel languages, you also have the opportunity to make decisions of your own. And if you make a mistake in what ingredients you want to put on your bagel, that's okay, because the bagel is delicious. And if it doesn't work out for you for the first time, come around a second time and just discuss it with us. If you discuss with us that this didn't work for you, we can talk to you. We can discuss about the fact that maybe you come back the second time and see what works for you, because you're probably going to be, you know, pretty content after the first one. So anyway, it's been great talking to you. I hope you've enjoyed it. It's been a little bit It's been a little bit more intricate with detail on social issues. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm gonna say goodbye, and it was lovely speaking to you. Until next time, stay cool and easy and all that fun stuff. See ya.